Today's daf is Zvachim daf Pei Dalet, and we are at the two dots, about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. So yesterday, at the end of the daf, after the raid, we began the ninth perek of Masechet Zvachim, perek HaMizbeach Mikadesh. And perek HaMizbeach Mikadesh deals primarily with one theme, and that is a carbon that's pasul. There's some psul that rendered this carbon now unfit to do the avodah. In the event that a chelik of that carbon makes contact with the mizbeach, it touches the mizbeach, the halacha is the mizbeach is mekadesh the davar pasul, so that although you would have thought that a davar pasul that goes on the mizbeach, you have to remove it from the mizbeach because of the kedusha that the mizbeach gives this davar pasul, the halacha is im alu, if it goes on the mizbeach, lo yerdu, it does not come off the mizbeach. In terms of which psulim this halacha is true for, which psulim this halacha is not true for, that we're going to see. It's the second Mishnah in the Perek. We're going to see a lot of details, a lot of halachas, a lot of lumdis as it relates to this basic halacha. But again, the halacha is a davar pasul that comes in contact with the mizbeach. Although you would have thought you have to remove the davar pasul from the mizbeach, there's no dinei hakrova. What's it doing on the mizbeach? Stating that the halacha is im alu, if it goes on the mizbeach, lo yerdu, you're not supposed to remove it from the mizbeach. In the Mishnah, we saw three shitas in the Tanaim in terms of when exactly you say the halacha if im alu lo yerdu. Rabbi Yeshua said, only a part of the mizbeach that a part of the carbon whose din was to go on the fire of the mizbeach, such as the emurim of a zevach or the koimetz, any chelik of the carbon that was supposed to go on the fire of the mizbeach, there the halach is if it touches the mizbeach, it doesn't have to touch the fire, but if it touches the mizbeach, it's going to be a malu lo yerdu. Whereas if it was a something that had a din to go on the mizbeach, but not on the fire of the mizbeach, such as dam went on the mizbeach, but not on the fire of the mizbeach, regarding dam pasul that touches the mizbeach, you wouldn't have the halacha of a malu lo yerdu. Rabbi Gamliel argued. He said, kolaroy the mizbeach malu lo yerdu. Not only kolaroy the ishin, but kolaroy the mizbeach. Anything that has a din to go on the mizbeach, even if it's not on the ish of the mizbeach, still the halacha is going to be im alu lo yerdu. Rabbi Shimon was a third shita. Rabbi Shimon said that the only time you say im alu lo yerdu, that's only a chelik of a carbon that's ba bifnei atzmoi, but something that's ba because of something else, you don't have the malu lo yerdu. So for example, somebody's makdish an oila, so the oila itself is ba bifnei atzmoi. So the whole oila, even the dam, like Rabbi Gamliel said, will be im alu lo yerdu. However, the nesachim that used to come together with the carbon oila, that was the wine that was poured on the mizbeach, so the nesachim, being that it's ba machmas hazevach, so there the halacha would be im alu yerdu. If somebody, however, would be menadev nesachim, so now the nesachim are bond if neyatzman, then the halacha would be im alu lo yerdu. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's kolaroy le'ishim, the halacha is limited to anything that had a din to go on the eish of the mizbeach. According to Rabbi Gamliel, everything. So Rabbi Gamliel has the most inclusive shita. Anything that has a din to go on the mizbeach, it's pasul, it makes contact with the mizbeach, im alu lo yerdu. Rabbi Shimon says, it depends. He doesn't limit it to the eish, but what he limits it to, it has to be a dover that's ba bifnei atzmoi. So if it's ba bifnei atzmoi, im alu lo yerdu, if it's not ba bifnei atzmoi, if it's ba machmas hazevach, for example, dir da loch is going to be im alu yerdu. What's the makar to the Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel? So the Mishnah already spoke out. The Mishnah said that they both learned their shita from the pasuk right in the beginning of Parashat Tzav. Tzav is aharim v'zbon of lema. Zois teiras ha'oila. Hi ha'oila al moikta al ha'mezbeach kol ha'layla. Boikav eich ha'mezbeach tu kadboi. And the Tanan felt that the words hi ha'oila are extra. And hi ha'oila is coming to teach me. Ha'oila is something that goes on the mizbeach. Not miloshin carbon oila. But something that goes on the mizbeach, even though it wasn't supposed to have gone on the mizbeach. But he. You're allowed to keep it on the mizbeach. What's the machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamliel? Rabbi Yeshua says, it says, hiya oila al maikta. The maikid was the marach. That was the ish of the mizbeach. So this halach of hiya oila is only true if it's royally ishin. Rabbi Gamliel says, it's true, it says al maikta, but right afterwards it says al mizbeach. So the halach of hiya oila is not limited to al maikta, but rather it is included in anything that's al mizbeach. So the Mishnah mentioned the makar to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel. The Mishnah did not mention the makar to Rabbi Shimon. So today's daf picks up with a braisa that is going to do two things. Number one, it's going to tell us the makar to shitas Rav Shimon. Additionally, it's going to introduce us to two additional shitas in the Tanan, Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. And then the Gemara is going to make chishboinus with the five shitas.
Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva. Zoktim Gemara, Tanya, we learned to the Brice, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Oilo, the Makarta, the Locha, the Mizbech, Mekadesh, is Zois Toiras Ha Oilo. It's the Parsha of the Karban Oilo. And we learn from there, Ma Oilo Ha Babi Glal Atzma. Just like an Oilo is Babi Glal Atzma. Meaning, you don't bring a Karban Oilo when you have a Chiv to bring something else. You bring a Karban Oilo when you're Menadiv an Oilo, or when you have a Chiv to bring a Karban Oilo. Avkol Ha Babi Glal Atzma. So too, the only time you have the Locha Mizbech Mekadesh is if it's a part of a carbon that's babif neyat yatzu nesachin abam beglal hazevach, as opposed to nesachin the nischei hayayin that some carbonos required, being that those nesachin, although it's a part of a carbon that goes on the mizbeach that has dinei akrava, but you're bringing it because you have a chiyuv to bring a carbon. I have a chiyuv to bring an oila, so now I'm bringing nesachin with my oila. It's bab beglal acher. You don't have the halacha of imalu lo yerdo. So the makarta Reb Shimon that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah is mentioned in the Braisa. It's from the fact that the Torah mentioned the halacha of HaMizbech Mekadesh in the context of the Karban Oila. Rabbi Yisag Lili Yomer, Rabbi Yisag Lili is a fourth Shita. B'toich Shenemar, he says that the Makart HaMizbech Mekadesh as a Roila is not Parshas Tzav, but rather it's Parshas Tetzava. And in Parshas Tetzava, the Torah says, mentioned the Pasuk in its entirety, Shivas Yomim Techaper Al HaMizbech, V'kidash Ta'oisa, you should be Mekadesh the Mizbech. V'hoi HaMizbech Kodesh Kodoshim, the Mizbech is going to be not just Kodesh, but Kodesh Kodoshim, Kol Hanugeya b'mizbeach yikdash. Rabbi Yisag Lili held that pasuk is the makar to mizbeach mekadesh. Kol Hanugeya b'mizbeach. Even the davar pasul that touches the mizbeach becomes kol. Shemayani, but says Rabbi Yisag Lili, bein roy, bein chain roy. You would think from that pasuk that the mizbeach can be mekadesh a davar roy or even a davar she'enei roy. Talmud boy mark fasim. So if you look at the next pasuk in Parshas Tzav, it says v'ze asher tase ala mizbeach kvasim b'nei shana shnayim layoim tom mark fasim ruuyin. Just like a kever. A sheep, a shepsula, something that's royal the mizbeach. I've called roy. Meaning, you would have thought that when, if there's a loch mizbeach mekadesh, maybe mizbeach mekadesh anything. Maybe anything that touches the mizbeach becomes kadesh. How do you know that it's only something that's royal as ever? So says Rabbi Yisrael Glili, from the pasuk called mizbeach mekadesh, I don't know it. Where I know it is from the next pasuk, because the very next pasuk talks about sheep. Sheep is an animal that's a kosher animal. It's roi l'akrova. So from kvasim, I know that it has to be dafka. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, oilo. He too learns that the makar to mizbeach mekadesh is that passing of parashat saf. Kol anei geya b'mizbeach yikdash. How does he know that it's only mekadesh roi? So if you put something random on the mizbeach, you put a rock on the mizbeach, that it doesn't get kedusha. So he knows it from a different pasuk. A few psukim later, also in Parashat Tzav, it says oilas tomid l'dayreisechem. So the pasuk over there is talking about a carbon oil. It says Rabbi Akiva ma oila ruuya, just like a carbon oil, something that's roil mizbeach. I've called ruuya. So too, the only time kol on a mizbeach and again mizbeach yikdash is going to be true is if the thing that touched the mizbeach is roil mizbeach. So in other words, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva both learned that the makar to mizbeach mekadesh is not Parashat Tzav. It's Parshas Tetzav. Kol HaNegeya B'Mizbeach Yikdash. From Kol HaNegeya B'Mizbeach Yikdash, being that it's such an inclusive pasuk, you would have thought that maybe includes even something that's not shayich to the Mizbeach at all. Even that the Mizbeach would have an ability to be Mekadesh. Say the Tanam, no. How do you know not? Rabbi Yisrael Glili says, because the next pasuk talks about sheep. A sheep is a davar roi l'mizbeach. It has to be dumya to a sheep. It has to be roi l'mizbeach. Rabbi Kiva says, four psukim later, it says the word oila. An oila is something that's roi l'mizbeach. It has to be something that's roi l'mizbeach. My benai, what's the nafkemino? If I know ra'uloi from kvasim, if I know ra'uloi from oila, I'm rabbi adabarahaba, oila sa'if psule, ke benai. Nafkemino would be an oila sa'if. What about an oif pasul? So we learned the whole parak already. Chata sa'if, oila sa'if. What would be if you would have an oif that's pasul? Mar maisi lama oila. The man da'amar that learns it from oila. So oila includes an oilas behema, it includes an oilas oif as well. So there's no reason that an oif should be excluded. However, Rabbi Yisag Lili learned it from the word kvasim. So according to Rabbi Yisag Lili, it's not enough that it's ro'i l'mizbeach. It has to be similar to a sheep. And just like a sheep is a zevach, so too it has to be a zevach. But an oif is not going to have the halacha of him alu lo yerd. Says the Gemara, manda ma'islam kvasim aksivay. Manda amad that learns it from kvasim, doesn't the Torah say oila for psukim later? And it's interesting, the Gemara feels that Rabbi Yisag Lili is going to have to do something
with the word oila as it relates to this halacha mizbech mikadosh. So what does he learn from the word oila? So he said, because he could soften like zavayla. Had it only said kvasim and not oila, havamina, I would have thought afilu mechayim. Even if the kevis is alive, a live animal that touches the mizbech, maybe there too you have the halacha of imalu layerdo. Chasav rachmana oila. So that's why the Torah said oila, that it has to be in a state where it's oila. It's ready to go on the mizbech. Ulamana ma'isim oila ksiv kvasim. Rabbi Kiva learned that it has to be roi from oila. It says kvasim in the next pasuk. Again, the Gemara thinks that each one is somehow meshubah to the other one's drasha. But each one has to acknowledge the other one's drasha. So what's Rabbi Akiva going to do with the word keves? Iksiv oilu, because had it said oilu, but iksiv kvasim, and not kvasim, how about mean I would have thought afilu mincha. Oilu is inclusive. Maybe all karbanos. Maybe anything that's oilu on the mizbeach. Kvasim, rachmana kvasim, to teach me that it's true oilu, and even oila sa'oif, it doesn't have to be kvasim literally. Oila is inclusive, but kvasim is also exclusive, and it's menayit that a karbon mincha is going to be excluded. The bottom line is, what comes out is both according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili and according to Rabbi Akiva, that learned that the makar is not parshas tzav, hi ha oila, but rather it's the passing of parshas tzav, the kolon mizbeach yikdash, they're both going to agree that a mincha does not have the din of a malu layerdo. Because according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's dafka kvasim, not even an oif. If an oif doesn't have a malu lo yerdu, certainly a mincha is not going to have a malu lo yerdu. And even Rabbi Akiva, who didn't darshan kvasim to be memayit oif, he darshan oila le rabbi's oila soif. But he too acknowledged that the word kvasim is coming to be memayit something. And what's it coming to be memayit? Mincha. So atzad ha-shova shebehen is that mincha is going to be excluded. If you go back to the Tanam and the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon for that matter, there's no reason, there's no sfar in the world to be memayit mincha. Because the makar was hi ha-oila. Anything that's oila on the mizbeach, baviyasi yehe. A mincha is oila on the mizbeach. You used to take the koimetz and you'd put it on the mizbeach. You would burn it. Even though the koimetz of the mincha corresponded to the dam of the zevach, and the dam didn't go on the marocha, but the koimetz did go on the marocha. So at the end of the day, that's what you used to do with it. You used to put it on the mizbeach, and you used to burn it on the mizbeach. So according to the Tanaim and the Mishnah, all the Tanaim, even Rabbi Yeshua, who says roi le'ishin, there's no reason to exclude koimetz, because the koimetz is something that's roi le'mizbeach, it's even roi le'ishin. And if it's ba machmas atzma, even Reb Shimon would hold halach is a malo yerdo. So it seemed then a very obvious nafgamina between the Tanoim in the Mishnah and the Tanoim in the Braisa would be, what's the halacha with regards to a mincha psula? Do you have the halach of a malo yerdo? Do you not have the halach of a malo yerdo? According to the Tanoim in the Mishnah, where the makar is hi ha oila, it's a dover that's oila on the mizbeach. Hey, according to the Nam and the Braisa, where you have the word kvasim that's throwing us for a loop here. As a result, kvasim is memayit. It's memayit, certainly mincha. Shaila, if it's also memayit oif. But it's definitely memayit mincha. And that's exactly what the next line Gemara says. May ika bein hani tanoi, lahani tanoi. What's the nafkamita between the Tanam and the Mishnah, Tanam and the Braisa? Amara papa, kmatsim shakitcha bakli, ika bein hayu, akoymet. Lahani tanoi, the tanoi didan, according to the Tanam in our Mishnah, unzeri tanoim, our tanoim, my sloshin, lo yerdu. The tanoi, the masnisa, but according to the Tanoim of the Braisa, yerdu, the aloch is going to be yerdu, the way we just spoke it out. Now, why did Rav Papa say kmatsim shakitcha bakli? What's the emphasis of Kitchu B'Klis? It's referring to the first line on the top of Dapei Gimel of this. Because the Mishnah said, Mizbech Mekadosh Esa Ra'u Loi. Ra'u Loi In She'en Ra'u Loi Loi. Om Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, what does En Ra'u Loi mean? Lamutei Kmatzim Shalai Kitchu B'Klis. Because everybody agrees, the biggest liberal as it relates to what's included in HaMizbech Mekadosh as a Royaloi would agree that at the very least it has to be Royaloi. If you have a Koimetz that was never in the Skadish Bekli, no, that you already can't keep on the Mizbech. That for sure is going to be excluded. That's certainly not allowed on the Mizbech. So this is Rav Papa Lishitasi. Rav Papa who said on the top of the Amid that a Koimetz Shaloi Kitchu Bekli is any Royaloi. So Rav Papa who's explaining the Nafgamina between the Tanam and the Mishnah, the Tanam and the Braisa, he just emphasized Amar Rav Papa Kmatzim Shekitchu Bekli Iko Beinai. So Reish Lakish is going to do a little bit of back of the envelope arithmetic for us. Again, we have five Tanoim, five Shitas HaTanoim as it relates to the Halach of Mizbech Mikadesh, and really the Gemara broke it up and to the Tanoi Didon, our Tanoim, namely Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon that I mentioned in the first Mishnah of the Perek, and the Tanoi de Masnisa, that's Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva that are mentioned in the Braisa. And the Gemara is just going to have some fun now with nafkaminas between these five different opinions. Says the Gemara, Amrish Lakish, Mincha Haba Bifnei Atzma. If somebody is bringing a mincha that's Ba Bifnei Atzma, and it's talking specifically about a minchas nesachim. Incidentally, the reason a mincha was referred to as a minchas nesachin, it's not because the carbon was a carbon nesachin. There was a carbon called a carbon nesachin, meaning wine was brought with carbonos, but if somebody wanted, he could be menadiv wine as a carbon, and the entire carbon, mitchila v'atzoif, would be the wine. Mincha was called a minchas nesachin because part of the mincha was wine. There was wine that came along together with the mincha. So either way, we're discussing a mincha, what's known as a minchas nesachin, where it's babif neyatzma, meaning you're not bringing the minchas nesachin together with a carbon. An oila and a shlamim had to come along with a minchas nesachin. You're not bringing the minchas nesachin because you're bringing a carbon. It's babif neyatzma. So what's the halacha? L'divrei kulam leiter. According to all the tanoim, it's going to be a malu lo yerdu, with the exception of divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, teret. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is going to be teret. What's the math? According to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, it's pashat that halacha is going to be malo lo yerdu. Why not? It's roi liishin. So for sure, the halacha is it's going to be a malo lo yerdu. The mincha went on the eish of the mizbech, and even Rabbi Shimon that said it has to be babif neyatzma. This is a mincha babif neyatzma. So again, the halacha is going to be malo lo yerdu. It's only Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. They're the tanoi, the masni. So they're the tanam and the brayso. They're memayit mincha from kvasim. A mincha doesn't have the halacha malo yerdu. Mincha ba mazevach. What about a minchas nesachim that's coming together with a carbon? You're bringing an oila, and tzadam with the oila, you have to bring a minchas nesachim. Are you going to have a malo yerdu or not? The divrei Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Yeshua loy teret, because a mincha has a regular din of a malo yerdu. Rabbi Gamliel holds it's always a malo yerdu. Rabbi Yeshua holds it has to be royal ishim. It is royal ishim. A mincha goes on the fire. The divrei kulan teret, but according to everybody else, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a malo yerdu. Why? Because it's mincha ba imazevach. If it's ba imazevach, the halach is a malu yerdu. And according to Tanam and the Braisa, again, it's a malu yerdu. Why? Because a mincha is always a malu yerdu. Third case, nesach ma'bam b'fnei atzmam. What about yayin? Somebody was menadiv yayin to the mizbeach, and it's bab b'fnei atzmam, ledivrei kulon yerdu. According to everybody, it's going to be yerdu. Ledivrei Rabbi Gamliel, v'Rab Shimon, lo yerdu. So who's the ledivrei kulon? According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa, it's posh, it's a malu yerdu. Because just like kvasim is memayit mincha, kvasim is memayit Nesachim as well. So the halacha is going to be im olu yerdu. According to Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, the halacha is going to, according to Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah, the halacha is also going to be im olu yerdu. Why? Because that roi leishim. Very good. It goes on the mizbech. It's like damn. So being that it's not roi leishim, it's going to be im olu yerdu. According to Rabbi Gamliel and according to Rabbi Shimon, it's going to be lo yerdu. According to Rabbi Gamliel, it's going to be lo yerdu because it's always im olu lo yerdu. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's also going to be im olu lo yerdu because Rabbi Shimon never limited im olu lo yerdu to ishim or not ishim. What he limited it to was is above if nei atzma is above if mazevach. This is Sachim habam b'fnei atzma. Being it's a sachim habam b'fnei atzma, therefore the halacha is going to be im alu lo yerdu. Freik the Gemara. This is all very. Oh, nesachim habam mazevach. One more. What if the nesachim were brought together with the zevach? So you have yayin that's coming mazevach. The divrei kulam yerdu. According to everybody, it's going to be yerdu. The divrei Rabbi Gamliel. The chude. It's only according to Rabbi Gamliel that it's going to be lo yerdu. Let's work backwards. According to the Tanam and the Braisa, it's going to be im alu yerdu because it's excluded from kvasim. According to Reb Shimon, it's going to be a malu yerdu because it's nesachim abon im hazevach. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's going to be a malu yerdu because it's not roi liishim. It didn't go on the fire. It's only according to Rabbi Gamliel where the halacha is going to be a malu lo yerdu. So you want to know, we're only Rabbi Gamliel, who again has the most liberal understanding of when you say when you have this concept of hiya oila of mizbech mekadesh, it's going to play itself out nesachim haboim im hazevach. Freit the Gemara pshita. So Reish Lakish, you know, put together some fun facts, but this is all things that we could have figured out. There's not one chiddush that Reish Lakish said other than the fact that he did the math for us. So Freit the Gemara, why did Reish Lakish have to do this? The Gemara, there's one chiddush in everything Reish Lakish said that Reish Lakish wanted to teach us. Mincha haba b'fnei atzmitz shichalei uki derava d'amar rava misnadiv other minchas asachim b'chol yoy. You know what Reish Lakish wanted to teach? You know what the chiddush is? Not mizbech mekadesh. This is really a chiddush that he could have said in some other place in Shas. He wanted to tell us there's a concept of a mincha haba b'fnei atzmitz. That was one of his variables that he discussed. What would be by mincha babif neyatzma? Imalu yerdu, malu yerdu. According to which tanam yerdu, lo yerdu. He wanted to teach us the mere fact that there's a concept called Mincha Haba Bifnei Atzma. It was Rava's Chiddush. It's not so posh that you could bring a Minchas Nesachim. It's a very unique type of Mincha. So it's not so posh that there's even such a concept. Kamash Malan Rish Lakish is such a concept. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, talk about taking the long scenic route and having a roundabout way of saying something very simple. So if Rish Lakish wanted to come into Beis Medrash one day, and Rish Lakish wanted to say, Rabbi said, there's a halacha. If somebody wants, he could be menadev and minchas nesachim. There was something called a minchas nesachim. It came together with the oiva and the shlamim. But you don't have to bring a dafka with the oiva and the shlamim. You could decide that I want to give the rabbi shel olam a minchas nesachim, and you could bring it, and it has dinei akrava. Then that's probably what Rish Lakish should have said. Instead, Rish Lakish had to tell the oiva. There's something called mizbech mekadesh. There's tanoi de masnisa. There's tanoi de brisa. Some learned it from parashas Tzav. Some learned it from parashas Tetzava. Five different shitas. 18 different permutations. You should know. But derech agav, one of the things I mentioned was a mincha abav b'fnei atzma. Oh, so you see, there's something called a mincha abav b'fnei atzma. That's what I want you to know. That's the takeaway. Says that's the Gemara's kasha. If Rish Lakish wanted to teach me Rava's halacha, then Rish Lakish should have just taught us Rava's. You're right. Really, what Rish Lakish wanted to teach was a halacha that very much relates to Mizbeach Mikadosh. And that is, if someone brings Nesachim im Hazevach, which was one of the cases that Rish Lakish discussed, what would be in a Hichi Timtso the Kamakrav Lehula Macher Uliyoyma Uchra. So we know the halacha is, we've had it already a few times in Mesach Tezvachim, Minchasam in Eskeyem. We learn from the Lashon Ravim, Minchasam in Eskeyem. We learn from there that you didn't have to bring the Nesachim im Hazevach. You could bring the Zevach today and the Nesachim tomorrow. It's okay. You would have thought the whole carbon has to be brought together. Kamashmol, it doesn't have to be brought together. So, what would be if somebody's bringing Nesachim im Hazevach, but he's not bringing it the same day as the Zevach? He brought the Zevach on Sunday and he's bringing the Nesachim on Monday. According to Reb Shim, where the halach is Imalu lo yerdu, if it's ba b'fnei atzmai, but imalu yerdu if it's ba im hazevach. When you bring those nesachim the next day, do you look at it as ba im hazevach? Alam d'shashayla, because it's ba im hazevach. Or no, being that you're bringing it on another day, so maybe you don't look at it as ba im hazevach. So if it became possible, what would be the halach according to Rav Shimon? So good, I would have thought, that you could bring the Nesachim the next day. So maybe if you do bring it the next day, you should look at the Nesachim as and according to Rav Shimon, the halach should be lo yerdu. That was Rish Lakish's chiddush, that Nesachim abam mazevach are always considered by mazevach, even if you're bringing it the next day, so that according to Reb Shimon, the halacha is always going to be im alu yerdo. Mishnah Vayta, elu im alu lo yerdo. So the again theme of the parak is hamizbech mikadesh. So if you have a dover pasul, as long as it's ra'oy mizbech, albeit with the five different shitas of the Tanan, the halacha is going to be im alu lo yerdo. Now is that true for every single psul? Meaning it doesn't matter how the carbon became pasul, the halacha is always going to be a malu lo yerdu, or are there some exceptions to the rule? We're going to see now. It's a machlokes tanon. Elu im alu lo yerdu. The following psulim are im alu yerdu. And this mishnah was already mentioned earlier. If you look in the Maseres Hashas, le'il daf mem gimel amid aleph. Halon, a carbon that was lon. Vehayoytze, or if it was yoytze, we spoke a lot about that the last 2 days. Vehatel tameh, a carbon that became tameh. Veshenishchat chutz lezmanoy vechutzim kaimoy. Or the carbon is pigol. Or if apostle was mekabel the dam, vizarku as damai, or apostle did this rika. So any one of those psulim, the carbon is pasul. So lekatchila, you can't complete, you can't do zrika, you can't do aktara, you can't eat the basar. Stating that, im alu lo yeder. Rabbi Yehuda says, shenishchaf alayla, if the shechita, the carbon was done at night, shenishbach dama, or nishbach of daf chaf heifeim, v'yatza dama chutz leklayim, or if the dam was yoytze, there the halach is im also teret. So Rabbi Yehuda says, there are three exceptions to the rule when im also teret. Nishchat balayla, nishchat dama, Nishbach Dama or Yatza Dama Chutz Lekam. Rabbi Shimon says Lo Yeter. No, even those three cases that you, Rabbi Yehuda, hold are exceptions to the rule, I hold them all Lo Yeret. Rabbi Shimon said Kol Shapsul BaKodesh HaKodesh Mekabla. Anytime the Psul Rashi Shita throughout Masach Tezvachin is Psul BaKodesh means any Psul that happened in the Azara that Loch is HaKodesh Mekabla in Malu Lo Yeret. Lo Yehoy Psul BaKodesh, if it wasn't a Psul that happened in the Azara, or said differently, it's not a psul that had to have happened in the Azara. Then the halach is a malu yerdev. Says Rav Shimon, I'm going to help you. I'll give you some examples of a psul that's not psul b'kodesh. Haroiva v'hanirva. If the animal was either roiveya or nirva. V'hamukta, it was set aside for avodah zara. Nevan, it was actually used for avodah zara. Esnan, it was used as an esnan zayna. V'hamechir, it was swapped for a dog. V'hakilayim, v'hatrefa, v'hayotze doifin, it was born Caesarean. U'balei mumen, or if it was a balmum. Any one of those cases, these are all psulim. Roiva, nirva, neva, that's not azaradik. Nishchat balayla, shchita happens in the azara. So says Rav Shimon, that's psulei b'kodesh, that's a malula yerdu. Lon yotze tameh, those are all azaradik. But where it's not an azorah digapsul, it's a treifa. It was trampled basada, the Torah says. That's where the treifa usually takes place. These are not psuloi bakoidesh, meaning that they're not psuloi bakoidesh. That's where the halach is going to be a malu yeredu. So one of the things Rav Shimon mentioned was balmum. Rabbi Akiva machshir bebalimum. Rabbi Akiva holds a malu lo yeredu by balimum. Rabbi Chanina skanakayan imayim. Rabbi Chanina skanakayanim said, doicha hoya abes balimum me algabi mizbeach. Said that my father used to be doicha the balimum me algabi mizbeach. Kshem shem malu lo yeredu. So what happens if you have a carbon that's possible? The buster of the carbon is now on the mizbeach, the emurim. It's roi leishim. Everybody holds that's going to be imolu lo yerdu. Now it came off the mizbeach. Do you say that once it touched the mizbeach, it got kedusha? So now, even though it came off the mizbeach, the katchila, I can go ahead and put it back on the mizbeach, or not? Says the Mishnah, kishem shem olu lo yerdu. Kach im yerdu lo yalu. You have to know what the kishem is. But kishem shem olu yerdu, just like the halach is im olu yerdu, the halach is also that if it goes off the mizbeach lo yalu, you can't put it back on the mizbeach. Another halach, the kulan sha'olu chayim l'reisha mizbeach yerdu. If the animal went on the mizbeach alive, the halach is yerdu. Oilo sha'olso chayim l'reisha mizbeach teired. And oilo that went on the top of the mizbeach, the reisha mizbeach teired, shachta b'reisha mizbeach. If the shechita was done b'reisha mizbeach, yafshit. You should skin it like you do with every oila, and you should do the nituach there too. The Gemara later is going to discuss this in very great detail. Either way, so we have a machlokes tanoim, when exactly you say imolu lo yerdu, when you say imolu yerdu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it seems that it's always imolu lo yerdu with three exceptions. Nishchat balayla, nishpach damo, and yatsa damo chutz leklot. Those are the three times where the halach is imolu yerdu. According to Rav Shimon, it depends on, is it Psulei Bakoidesh or is the name Psulei Bakoidesh? Kol she Psulei Bakoidesh, the halach is HaKoidesh Mekab, Im Olu Lo Yerdu. If it's Aim Psulei Bakoidesh, that's when the halach is Im Olu Yerdu. And then the Mishnah mentioned a machlokes, what's the halacha regarding Bali Mumin? Rav Shimon said Bali Mumin is Im Olu Yerdu, because it's not Psulei Bakoidesh. An animal doesn't have to get a mum dafke in the Azara. Rabbi Akiva was machshir b'Bali Mumin, and then Rabbi Chanina Skana Koyanim said, Doicha hoya abo is Bali Mumin mi algavim izbeach. B'derech agav, it's interesting, if you take a look at the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, so the Rambam says that halacha is like Rabbi Chanina Skana Koyanim, that even though Rabbi Akiva was machshir b'Bali Mumin, but we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. So the Kishibara Beis HaMikdash, the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Chanina Skana Koyanim, that Bali Mumim Shenifsulu Sha'olu Al Gabi HaMizbeach, the halacha is going to be Im Olu Yerdu. I saw in the Sha'arim Mitzionim Ba'alacha, he asks that we know the Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin that halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaver. The halacha is always like Rabbi Akiva. So if the halacha is always like Rabbi Akiva, why did the Rambam Paskin over here like Rabbi Chanina Skana Koyanim? So Ishtelsu, a Kesef Mishnah, Perik Zayin Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, where the Kesef Mishnah is. The Rambam over there is discussing a completely different halacha, what they used to do with some of the leftover shkalim. It's related to a Mishnah Masechta shkalim, and it's a machloikis Rabbi Chanina Skana Koyanim and Rabbi Akiva. And the Rambam passes like Rabbi Chanina Skana Koyanim. And the Kesef Mishnah asks the Kasha, halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveira. So if the halacha is always like Rabbi Akiva, why did the Rambam passkin like Rabbi Chanina Skana Koyanim? And he says a beautiful lashon, I don't have it in front of me, but he says, Venira, it could be that being the Rabbi Chanina Skana Koyanim worked in the Beis HaMikdash, he was the very famous Skan Koyen Godol. As a result, he was more bucky in these things, and that's why, even though ordinarily when it comes to halacha, Rabbi Akiva, he was nun sharei bina. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Akiva, he says, "Why are you giving the Torah with me? Give it better to Rabbi Akiva." So, and his greatness in learning was unparalleled. But Lemaisa, on a practical level, Rabbi Chanina's kind of kind, but it's like you're in the base of Mikdash. See, he knew what the halacha was. He knew whether the halacha should be that you take those leftover shkolim and use it for this, or if you use it for that. So in the same vein, the Rambam's paskining like Rabbi Chanina's kind of kind. I mean, what Rabbi Chanina's kind of kind say in the Mishnah? Doicha haya abes bali rumen. It was a maisa rav. He brought a raya from a real life story that's what happened. He brings, incidentally, in that same piece, does Shlomo Zalman Braun, that he heard from a Meir Shapiro, founder of Daf Yomi, amongst other things, that why the Lashon Skan HaKoyhanim? Rab Chanina Skan Koye. What's this Lashon Skan HaKoyhanim? So he said, presumably, because when did Rab Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim serve? He served in Bayis Sheni, and during Bayis Sheni, there was a lot of turnover with the Koyhanim Gedolim. See, he wasn't just a Skan Koyhan Gadol, he was Skan HaKoyhanim. There were many Koyhanim Gedolim, but he himself always remained the Skan. Which reminds me of something we spoke out once from Rabbi Avadya Yosef in the Sefer Anaf Eitz Avos. That's a pirush that he wrote on Pirkei Avos. So Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim said, "Have you mispalul l'shloim shel malchus?" The person should daven that there should be peace in the government. So he says something very nice. He says that Rabbi Chanina was always the Skan Kohen Gadol. He goes down as he was vice president for like 30 years. So it's very rare. I mean, you would have thought at some point he would have ran for president and probably won. Why Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim go down in history as the Skan Kohen Gadol, the second in command? Right, the Rambam, when he describes the Skan Kohen Gadol, he says he was like the Mishnah Lamelech, which essentially meant he didn't have any responsibilities, but if something would ever happen to the presidents, and then the vice president becomes the most powerful man in the world, it's the same thing. The Skan Kohen Gadol didn't have any major shteller. But at the same time, if something would happen to the Kohen Gadol, he would step into his shoes, and he would now become the Kohen Gadol. The Shliach Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. So Chanina, this guy was always the Skan Kohen Gadol. So he says the pshat probably is because he served there in Bayis Sheni, and there in Bayis Sheni, had you become Kohen Gadol, old school, right? You had to show up with a briefcase. That's how you became the Kohen Gadol. You had to pay for it. People paid their way in. The Gemara tells stories about, right, that was the way you became Kohen Gadol. So Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim, he says maybe he didn't have money, or more likely probably didn't want to pay to be the Kohen Gadol. He wanted to get involved in this kind of corruption. But the bottom line is, that's why he was always a Skan Kohen Gadol. So his punchline is what did Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim say in the Mishnah Novus? Have you mispalul b'shloim shel malchus? So said Moron Avadya, you would have thought, this is for Eddie. So he said, you would have thought that Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim, who was a victim of the system. He was a victim, right? Who are you paying off? You were paying off the Rosh HaMemshalah. That's who you paid off. You paid off the king. That's all the tzedukim. And if you ever read the Yosifun, and right, this is the time of year, but if you ever read the Yosifun, that you would, I mean, it was Yontif and the Vachin. So that's who you would pay off. You would have to pay off the king. See, he was a victim of the corruption that happened in government. So you would have thought of Chinas Ganakan, if he wasn't a very happy with what was going on, but he understood. Said Moron Avadya, "Have a mispalul b'shloim shel malchus." It's not about me. The bottom line is, the big picture is, you need peace in the government. Because if you don't know, maybe that's why he didn't make a fuss. But the bottom line is that he goes down as the Skan Kohen Gadol, but the Skan HaKoyanim. And you see who he was, not just as the Skan HaKoyanim. He's mentioned throughout Shas. You know, Chanina's Skan HaKoyanim was killed on the same day as Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So we all know the story of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. They were killed. It's in the Eila Eskera, the Asar Rugei Malchus. So, but on that same day, it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber talks about that people used to fast on the day that they were killed. I think it's Chaf Sivan, I'm not sure, but they used to fast on the day that they were killed. And says the Mechaber, who was killed on that day? Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyhanim. Either way, so we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, with regards to Imolu Yerdu, Imolu Lo Yerdu. When exactly you say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you always say Imolu Lo Yerdu, with the exception of those three things. According to Rabbi Shimon, it depends. Kol Sheh P'sulei B'Kodesh, Kol Sheh Ein P'sulei B'Kodesh. Zok Gemara Tanya, a brisa that elaborates on this, that's going to take us till the end of the daf. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Zois Hi Ha'Ola. Rabbi Yehuda says the Makar Tim Olu Lo Yerdu is the Makar of Rabbi Yeshua. It's the Makar of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon that were mentioned in our Mishnah. It's Parshas Tzav. Hi ha'oila. In that pasuk, hi ha'oila, there's three miyutim. It says, Zois Teiras ha'oila, hi ha'oila. Zois is a miyut. He, the word he is always a miyut. And ha, the hey ha'yidiyah of the ha'oila, is also a miyut. Harei elu gibim miyutim. And it's, although you have a parsha of Mizbeach Mikadesh, you also have three miyutim. What's in the night? Pratlin nishchata balayla, vishen nishpach dama, vishen yatsa dama chutz lekloim. All three of those cases, the halacha is im olu I'm also Terab Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, "Oyla." It says, "Oyla." In liyalo oyluk sheira. Minayin l'Rabbi shenishchet abalaylo. The shenishbach dam v'shiyatz adam chutz leklon. Right? Rabbi Shimon was marbe those three things. V'halon v'ayoytze v'atame. The shenishchet chutz lezmane v'chutz lemkayme v'shegiblu psulim v'zarkus damoy. Those were all the psulim that Rabbi Yehuda mentioned in the Mishnah. Now he adds, "Hanitonim lemato shenoslan lemaylo u'lemaylo shenoslan lemato v'hanitonim b'chutz shenoslan b'fnim shenoslan b'chutz." What do you see from this line in the Braisa that Rabbi Shimon holds? Zrika shalaybim kaimis laf kim kaimidami. Because if zrika shalaybim kaimis kim kaimidami, who cares that you put it in the wrong place? It's a good zrika. Obviously, he holds zrika shalaybim kaimis laf kim kaimidami. Which, by the way, although when you learn the sugya for the first time, it seems like it's a machlokes amayra in Shmuel, Reb Yochanan, Reish Lakish, in Zvachim Chavav and Chavzai, but really, as we've spoken at a few times already, it's a machlekes tana. That machlekes amayram is really also a machlekes tana. But either way, the chatas shachtim shalay l'shma or a chatas shalay l'shma. How do you know all these cases that lachizim aluloi yerdu talmud loy mat toiras oila riba toira achas l'chala oilim shem aluloi yerdu. It's always a aluloi yerdu. Opsulim. What's the real chiddush, even the three things that Rabbi Yehuda was memat. Yochel says, Rabbi Shimon, he's continuing in the Braisa, Shani Marba. If we're going to be Marba, Torah, Achas, Lechol, Oilam. So I would have thought you should also be Marba, Harivah, Vahanirvah, Vahamukta, Vahanevad, Vahesnan. Umchir, Vikalayim, Vitrefa, Vyotza, Doifin, Talmud, Loy, Mazois. It also says Zois, it's also a meal. So you have to be Marba, but you also have to be Mamai. Umma, Rois, the Rabbis, Eselo, Eselo. So Rabbi Shimon has a long list that he's Marba. Not as long list that he's Mamai, but how do you know which one to pick? How do you know what to be Marba, what to be Mamai? Achas Riba Hakasov and Mia. It says Rabbi Shimon, being that the pasuk was Marba, Torah Achas Lachol Olam, but it was also Mamai. The word Zois Marba Anias Elu Shay Psulim Bakoidish. It makes more sense to be Marba the Psulim that were Psulim Bakoidish. Again, Psulim that are exclusive to the Azara. Umayt Anias Elu Shaloi Hayu Psulim Bakoidish. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda Maisila Mehacha. Rabbi Yehuda that holds, no, there are three things that are excluded. How does Rabbi Yehuda know the three things that are excluded? Again, Nishchata, Balayla, Nishpach, Dama, Uyatza, Dama, Chutz L'Klayim. So the Gemara says, again, so we know how Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara mentioned in the Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda has three miyutim. But the question is, how did he know what to use those three things to be memai? Zois, Teiras, Ha'oila are three miyutim. But how do you know what to be memai? That's this next part of the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Ma'isla Mehochem, Neima Amrulon Bidam Kosher. Why is the halacha in Alula Yerdu? If the dam was lon, Shari lon kosher be'emurim. You know why? Because if emurim alon, the emurim are im Alula Yerdu. Lon be'emurim kosher. How do you know the halacha is im Alula Yerdu by the emurim? Shari lon kosher be'basa. The reason is because by basa you find a concept that lina is going to be kosher. What does lina mean? Lina means that it stayed up overnight, literally, right? So it was up overnight. You're supposed to, dam is nifsel b'shkiya sachama. So dam, the sun set, and now you had not done the zriki yet, the dam was officially lon. Emurim is supposed to bring at night. So if the sun rises the next morning and you didn't do the haktar of the emurim yet, so now there's a psulina on these emurim. So there is a psulina on dam, there's a psulina bas. Now there's a psulina on the basa that was nechal as well. Every carbon had its time when you were supposed to eat it. If you didn't eat it by that time, it's what we know as noisar, the basar becomes pasul. Stating that, there's a different time frame in some carbonos for the psulina of dam and emurim versus the psulina of the basar that was eaten. Lon of dam happens b'shkiyas achama. Emurim always happens the next morning. Basar kachim kalim, you have 2 days and a night to eat. So if you're bringing a carbon shlamin, and now the emurim were not muktar during the night, so now it's already the second day, you have the emurim. So the emurim apostle, but the basar, which is a piece of meat from the same exact animal, is still going to be kosher. So once you find a kula, there's a tzad kula in the psulina, because at the same time that the emurim were pasul, the basar was kosher, that's a reason, says Rabbi Yehuda, to say im alu lo yerdu. That's enough of an excuse to say im alu lo yerdu. It's a kula, it's a crack in the psul. It's true that right now the emurim are pasul. What's the psul? The psulina. But I'll find you a kula in psulina. You know what the kula is? Is that this same animal has basar, and the basar doesn't have lina. Now the Gemara is going to ask in a few lines from now, that's a kula? This psulina in the basar, just like this psulina in the emurim. It just happens to be a different zman. This man didn't come yet in terms of when the psulina should be chal with regards to the basa. So the Gemara is going to ask the kasha. But for now, that's what the Gemara is saying. Rabbi Yehuda felt that the reason olu la yerdu when it comes to lan bedana, lan beimurim, is because there's a kula in psulina. What's the kula? It's possible to have an animal where there's lina on a chelik of the carbon and not have lina on the other chelik of the carbon. Basar kachim kalim on the second day, there's no psulina yet on the basar, although there is psulina on the dam and beimurim. That's why it's a olu la yerdu. You want to know why the halacha is that imalu lo yerdu by yoytze shari yoytze kasha bebama, because I'll find you a kula psul yoytze as well by a bama. Is there a psul yoytze? There's no psul yoytze by a bama. You can make a bama anywhere. There's no mechitzas to a bama. Rashi says in daf yudalad amid aleph, you can make a bama even in chutz laaretz. Tamei psul toma also hayov hotelav by the tzibur. There's certainly a kula in the psul toma. Toma hotcha betzibur, toma tchuya betzibur. Chutz lezmana, even by pigle there's a kula. Even though there's no carbon in the world, what you can have a machshev is pigle, but hayolu meratza lepiguloi. The only time you chayiv karas if you eat basa from a carbon that's pigle, that's if there was a shchita, kabbalah, haylacha, and zrika. Kartzas, kashi, kachartzas, pasta. That's one of the big yisoides in Mesach Tzvachim. That you'd have to do the dalet avoides in a carbon in order for the carbon to be pigle. Thus you find the sprach, carbon pigle. It has to be brought as a carbon. So being that you find that there is a concept of a zrika in a carbon pigle, albeit to make it possible and to establish a chiyuv karis, but there is a zrika in pigle, that's enough to say that you find that it's possible that a carbon that was done with a machshavas pigle should have some dinei hakrov. What about chutzlam kaimai hayol ve'iska shel chutzlam zmane? Meaning there's no hartzas kasha kachatzas possible by chutzlam kaimai, because the halacha that you need chita kabbalah halacha zrika by pigle is only with regards to the karis of pigle, and there's only karis of pigle by chutzlam zmane. There's no karis of pigle by chutzlam kaimai. But there's a hekdesh between chutzlam kaimai and chutzlam zmane. That's why you're going to say a malul ayerdu by chutzlam kaimai as well. What about shekiblu psulim v'zarku is damai? Where do you find that apostle could do the avoda? Banach psulim the chazal avoda sira. We don't mean all psulim. We mean tmeyan. We mean a tamei who can do the avoda tuma hutcher betzibur tuma tchuya betzibur. As long as you meet those guidelines, so too those psulim the halacha is going to be imalu lo yerdu. So says Rabbi Yehuda. You know I know imalu lo yerdu because all my examples of imalu lo yerdu are examples of psulim where although they're possible, but you find the kula. You find maybe a part, an area in kachin where the psul doesn't apply, or you find some other psul, as opposed to the three things. Shenishchata balayla, you never find shchita balayla is going to be kasha. Nishbach dama, you never find nishbach is going to be kasha. Or yatsa dama, chutz leklon, those three things, you don't have a tzad kula. Being that you don't have a tzad kula, it's for that reason, in those three cases, the halacha is going to be imalu yerda. But the Gemara asks, v'chidonim shaloi behechsheiroi, midavish behechsheiroi, what was the first thing that Rabbi Yehuda said? You know why there's a kula in lun? Because there's no psulina on the second day with the basa kachim kalim. That's a kula. This psulina by basa kachim kalim, you just have another day to eat it. You know why it's a mola yerdu by yoytze? Because there's a kula by yoytze. What's the kula? There's no yoytze by bama. That's a kula. There's no mechitzas by yoytze, by bama. That's why there's no yoytze. A kula would be, there's mechitzas. But it left the mechitzas, and it's okay. So fake the Gemara, v'chidonim davar shaloi behechsheiri. Could you bring me a raya for a carbon that is shaloi bechsherei, meaning it was lan, or it was yoytzei, from a case where it wasn't lan simply because it's still there's manachila, it's still hechsherei, it wasn't yoytzei because there's no mechitzes, so it doesn't make sense. This can't be Rabbi Yehuda's makar. This is a weak makar, tain is the Gemara. So the Gemara says, you're right, we know it's a weak makar. Tana azayis teres ha'ilu ribas hamach. Remember what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda started off the Braisa, he said that in the parasha of Mizbech Mekadesh, the parish and parish itself, which is marba all the psulim on the mizbeach, there's also three miyutim. Zois, toiras, ha'oil. So there's three miyutim in that pasuk. The question was what to attribute the miyutim to. Says Rabbi Yehuda, my methodology is that I'm going to say that anything that has any tzad kula, even if it's such a shvach tzad that you can ask a good kasha, you can ask a kasha such as v'chidonim davar shaloi behechsheiroi, midavar shebechsheiroi, or some other kasha that you might have. But it's enough to say that when the Torah was marba, it's probably included in the riboy. As opposed to the three miyutim, these are examples where you don't even have that little tzad kula kol shahu. But Enochanami, if Rabbi Yehuda didn't have a pasuk, he would have never gone to war with this brisa. He would have never said, oh, I'm telling you now, I hold in svara that lan be'imurim should be a malu layerdu because lan is kasha b'basar. Yoytze should be imalu layerdu because yoytze is kasha b'basar. Doesn't make any sense. because avada those are davar shebechshera and ain't done in shleib bechshera. It's being that this is all really based on a pasuk, being that it's based on a pasuk. It's for that reason it was okay. Now the truth is a lot of lumbus that we're going to have to get to. So I know we're working on a summer schedule, so we'll have to try to find some time, Bezras Hashem, to figure this out. But the bottom line is a lot of lumbus in Perek Mizbeach Mekadesh, but it's a little premature now, anyways, because you know we really have to be a little bit more familiar with the Gemaras before we get into the lumbus. But just to leave off with one food for thought, and that is this idea of Kol Hanegev Mizbeach Yikdash, according to the Tanoi de Masnisa, or Hi Ha'ela, according to the Tanoi Didan, which teaches us a halacha that a davar pasul that's the halach is im alul or yerdu. So what happens? You have a murim of a carbon pigle. These emurim are, you have to burn them. Now the emurim touched the mizbeach. So what's the halacha? Oh, it touched the mizbeach. You leave it on the mizbeach. What does it mean leave it on the mizbeach? You makdish it. You go ahead, you put it on the marocha. You go and you burn it. You makter it. This idea of im alul or yerdu, is it a din haktara? It's not a din haktara. It's just that, being that it became kaddish, so now that this kedusha, there's a din that you put it on the mizbech. Meaning, are you being mekayim a mitzvah haktara? Haktara was a very big deal, and the ilam yisol yoinim haktara is being piled tremendous things. You could only do haktara with emurim that are kosher. Maybe the chiddush of the mizbech mekadosh is that when a davar pasul touches the mizbeach, it now gets dinei haktara. And you can be mekayim haktara. Not haktaras ksherim, haktaras psulim. But there's a din haktara now on this davar pasul. Oh, there's no din haktara. Haktaras mit ksherim. Can't go ahead and be makter it. There's a din of a malul ayerdo. Wants to touch the mizbech, can't take it off the mizbech. Come on, game mizbech yikdash. Hi ha'ila, there's kedusha now. You can't just take it off. It's a davar kodesh. What do you leave it there? You put on the fire. But not that there's a mitzvah saktara. There's no kiyum. There's no din haktara. Very good. So which mahalach do you think they go with in bris? Of course, the first mahalach. It's a din haktara. So there's a haktaras ksherin and there's a haktaras psulim. And malul ayerdo is a din haktara. Meaning, when you bring a carbon, there's a mitzvah haktara, there's two types of haktaras that you could be mekayim with a carbon. Haktaras ksherim and haktaras psulim. And haktaras ksherim has its shulchan aruch, haktaras psulim has its shulchan aruch. The shulchan aruch of haktaras ksherim is really the entirety of Seder Kachin. The shulchan aruch of haktaras psulim is more limited to Perek Mizbeach Mekadesh, and we'll get into more of the lumdis hopefully in the next couple of days.